When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga Podcast. Yeah, we're back for another prediction podcast. I'm your host, Manuel Feit, and he is Stefan Bejankowski. Stefan, how's it going?
Yes, I'm very, very well. Looking forward to getting back into the swing of things with the Bundesliga action this weekend. So, but some really, really interesting games coming up as well.
Might be the only league in action. Well, not the only league, but if you're in the UK, that might be a good time to watch that, because do we know what's going to happen with the Premier League? I know that's off topic, but, you know, we're recording this. The Queen has just died. Rest in peace. Do we know?
I think they'll probably make an announcement tomorrow, which will be Friday, and I think we'll probably see quite a lot. I think the games will probably be postponed for... I think there won't be any football for the next 10 days in the UK, actually.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So it'd be interesting to see how the Champions League plays out, because that's next week as well, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Do they even have time for a period of mourning?
Oh, who knows?
Right. Anyhow, not our problem. We have quite a lot to discuss, so let's just jump right into it after this break. So the Bundesliga back. Match day 6. Wow, time flies. Opens up on Friday with Werder Bremen against Augsburg. Stefan, I have this as a narrow 2-1 Werder Bremen win. How about you?
Interesting. I've gone for quite a comfortable 2-0 win for Werder Bremen here, to be honest with you. You know, I've been sitting on the show for a while now. This Bremen side, I think, have actually done really well at the start of the season. I know they actually haven't picked up a home win yet, but that draw with Stuttgart and then that defeat to Frankfurt, they still managed to score 5 goals in 2 games. So, you know, I do kind of feel like where they are right now in the table, 8th, you know, around there is probably what they're aiming for, going off their run of form in the first 5 games. And obviously Augsburg just haven't really got going. So I'm not really worried about Augsburg just yet, because, you know, we've been here 100 times before. They kind of get their shit together after the winter break. So we'll see what happens with them. But right now it's all Werder Bremen. So I'm going for a 2-0 win for them.
They have scored 2 or more goals in every match of the Bundesliga this season, Bremen have. It's pretty impressive for a newly promoted side.
Yeah, absolutely. Very impressive indeed.
Yeah. A side that hasn't scored 2 or more goals in the Bundesliga in a while, but had a very convincing result against Inter Milan, is Bayern Munich. And they're playing Stuttgart. And I think Bayern are going to get over their 1-goal hump and score 3 and win this game comfortably 3-0. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. This game just kind of has 3-0 written all over it, in my opinion. I mean, Stuttgart certainly haven't been bad at the start of the season. You know, they've picked up 4 draws from the first 5 games. There's been a few of those games where I think they could have pushed on and picked up all 3 points.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Bayern just kind of look unstoppable at the minute. I thought they looked really good against Inter Milan, obviously. Still not really clicking up front, I must admit. You know, we've obviously seen that in the last two Bundesliga games, and obviously, that, as good as they were in that Inter Milan match, we kind of talked about this in the bonus pod about how Sadio Mane still isn't really clicking with the team yet. And they basically had to rely on two real moments of magic from Leroy Sané, now to think about it. So, you know, they have to kind of excise those demons, and I think they'll probably do that against Stuttgart. So I've got a 3-0 win for Bayern jotted down here.
I'm really curious to see who's going to start up front for Stuttgart in this one. I guess they sort of dodged a bullet with Sascha Kalajdzic going, because he's now out long-term with an ACL injury, right? But still, I mean, hard to replace. I think Lukas Pfeiffer, no, he's still suspended, so he's not going to be back. So, but it's going to be interesting to see. They played Silas and Ikloff up front against Schalke. So it's going to be interesting to see what Pellegrino Matarazzo is going to do here.
Yeah, they played Silas up front against Cologne as well.
Yeah, but and he's more of a winger, so it's going to be, yeah, really, I'm just curious to see what's going to happen here. Obviously, they were able to hang on to Borna Sosa this window, which is, I think, a bit of a surprise, right? I guess Guri Rossi could be in another one. You know, he's on loan, of course, from Stade Rennes. So interesting. I think this is going to be something to watch out for, what Stuttgart are going to do tactically against this very good Bayern Munich side, and whether they're going to be able to maybe upset the apple cart here a little bit. I mean, we've seen now enough examples of teams doing it, but yeah, I still think Bayern are too strong and they're going to win this game 3-0. Up next, and I think this is your match of the week, right? Leipzig against Dortmund.
Yes. Yes, for obvious reasons. You know, we've got the former Dortmund head coach up against his former team. Leipzig obviously announced Marco Rosa today, Thursday, that would be for anyone listening.
Huge surprise, shocker.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the narratives just kind of write themselves here. The head coach who arguably can quite, you know, I think within reason could say he was a bit let down by Dortmund in the manner in which they went about things. Ironically, maybe Leipzig wouldn't have sacked Tedesco if they didn't have Rosa waiting in the rings in the same way that Dortmund sacked him to bring in Terzic. So I guess these things kind of have a habit of evening themselves out in the grand scheme of things. But yeah, I think this game's going to be absolutely fantastic. Dortmund have looked quite good recently. They've been grinding out results. They reacted really well to a Werder Bremen result, especially in the Champions League. They beat a Copenhagen side who obviously, you know, aren't big hitters, but by no means a bad team. And undoubtedly, it could have been a potential banana skin. And they do feel like they're kind of getting into the rhythm of things, but Leipzig are a completely different beast. And not only will Rosa bring that much heralded kind of new manager bounce, but I think he'll also be able to kind of just step straight into that team and be like, right, here's the Red Bull template. Here's what you guys have to do. Go do it. And, you know, he's not exactly going to step in there and kind of reinvent the wheel, is he? So I wouldn't be surprised if Leipzig do kind of hit a kind of running start with him. So I've gone for a 2-2 draw for this game.
Interesting. So I went on the Yellow Wall pod earlier today. So shout out to Stefan Buschko and the great work he does with that show. And he asked me for predictions for this game, so I can't really change it now, can I? I went for 2-1 win for Dortmund. I did wonder about the new manager bounce. The caveat being that Rosa doesn't really have a lot of time, does he, Stefan? He comes in, well, presumably today, by the time of recording, Thursday. He was in Leipzig already yesterday, but didn't really exactly lead training then. So that gives him today, Friday, and that's it to sort things out. I think you're quite right. I mean, the squad is certainly good enough, and you don't know how many of the players played against Tedesco in the end, right? So I do anticipate of a bit of a new manager bounce. Like, I don't think that someone suggested to me on Twitter that if Dortmund play like they did midweek and Leipzig play like they did midweek, then Dortmund are just going to roll over Leipzig. I don't think that's going to happen by any means of the imagination. That's just not not going to happen. I think this is going to be a very tight game. I think 2-2 is a good shout. I can't change my prediction, unfortunately, so I'm going to stick with my 2-1 that I gave for the yellow wall pot. Need to be consistent, right? Don't want to throw Stefan Buschko under the bus either.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really interesting game. I think it's going to be a lot tighter than we maybe expect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it, actually. It's a good match. The next one is going to be Hoffenheim against Mainz. I always struggle with those two sides to give a proper prediction. And I went with the home team. I went with a 2-0 win for Hoffenheim in this one.
Yeah, I've kind of gone... I found this one, much like the Dortmund game, very hard to predict, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, Mainz have looked very good away from home. Picked up 3 wins from 3. Within reason, beating some beatable teams in that regard. Obviously, beating Bochum and then Augsburg and then a really good 1-0 result against Gladbach last week. So I was inclined to put them, you know, in front here, but Hoffenheim have also been decent in general, but also at home as well. Yeah. They've also beaten Bochum and Augsburg. So, you know, both teams have kind of picked up some early points off some very beatable teams, and they obviously face a very difficult opponent in each other. So I've kind of remained diplomatic for this one, and I've gone for another 2-2 draw.
Goals. That's good.
Goals are plenty. Yes, exactly.
Yes. Up next is Frankfurt against Wolfsburg. All right. So I went back and forward on this one. I went to either Champions League hangover for Frankfurt or a complete rebound like we've seen from them in the past. I ultimately settled for a 2-1 Wolfsburg win. What do you think?
Oh, interesting. So what's your kind of reasoning for that then?
I think it's that Champions League hangover is tough. And although they looked really good against Leipzig last week, I think that their coach will be looking at the mistakes that they made against Sporting and set up his side accordingly. Now, of course, I could get this completely wrong. I could go completely the other way because Frankfurt are so unpredictable at the moment, right? But yeah, I just feel that while they like still getting used to this midweek weekend rhythm, this being the Champions League, I just think that there's a good opportunity there for Wolfsburg to get all 3 points.
Yeah, I would entirely agree with you there in a sense that Wolfsburg really should be looking at this match thinking we really need to do something here or else, you know, Niko Kovac is in real trouble. And I was actually quite inclined to go with the Wolfsburg win as well, but they have just been so incredibly hopeless recently that I've just kind of gone for a really narrow victory for Frankfurt, a 1-0 win for them in the end, just because, you know, I was kind of joking with, I think it was chatting to Chris Bittis in our group chat that every time I watch Frankfurt, they're absolutely dreadful this season. I've watched them now, I think, 3 or 4 times, and they've been spanked every time, including the Champions League this week, which I know we disagreed over this in the bonus pod, but I thought they were quite poor over the course of the game. But I then kind of come on shows like this or the prediction pod and say, look, guys, Frankfurt were terrible in the game I watched last week. They're going to be terrible this weekend. And they never are. They always find a way to kind of bounce back. They find a way to grind out results. And as someone put it to me on Twitter last night, they've kind of switched their kind of mentality from last season where they were crap in the Bundesliga but good in Europa League. This time around, they're terrible in Europe and actually quite good in the Bundesliga. So I've gone for a very narrow 1-0 win for Frankfurt.
Interesting. Yeah. I understand the reasoning, and I wouldn't be surprised if you're right. I'm curious what you're going to make of this next one. This is Hertha against Leverkusen. And okay, so my prediction is that Leverkusen are going to win this 3-1, but this is a mind they have to win this game 3-1 or decisively. Otherwise, Gerardo Sione is going to be in a lot of trouble. Let me put it to you this way. If they do not win this game decisively, that's for me a clear indication that the team no longer responds to the head coach. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think anything but 3 points for Leverkusen this game.
Decisive 3 points, I think. It has to be decisive.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Hertha Berlin, I mean, I know they're kind of proven to be a bit of an issue. Obviously, they picked up a win last weekend. So, you know, you never know what they can kind of provide. They have kind of been a bit of a thorn in the side for some clubs so far, but they are a perfectly beatable team for a side like Leverkusen. I mean, I know I didn't actually watch Leverkusen game midweek, and having watched it back, they definitely had plenty of chances. And, you know, that Heredeki mistake for the goal was just the most bizarre clanger. So I think it's, you know, I think it's kind of like it's a very tricky one to kind of predict how they're going to perform. But yeah, I think they will bounce back. I think there'll be a lot of frustration from the game in midweek, and Hertha are kind of like the perfect team to bounce back from. But anything but I've gone for a 3-1 win for Leverkusen, but anything else and they'll be in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Up next is what the league scheduled as the top spiel.
Yeah. Manu, can we just pause for a second? A storm has just started. And I have to go close the window next door. One second.
Yeah.
Hi, sorry, crack on.
Perfect. So up next is what the top spiel, the Bundesliga, scheduled it that way. And I think a lot of people will be a little confused about the Bundesliga or the DFL's determination that this is a top spiel, the match of the week. And Schalke against Bochum. And it is, because there's a lot of history there, right? It is the original Revier Derby. You know how we have an original Klassiker, Stefan? We also have an original Revier Derby, because in the 70s and 80s, Schalke and Bochum, I mean, everyone knows about the rivalry between Schalke and Dortmund, right? But Schalke and Bochum were actually both better than Dortmund. And this was actually the big match until it became supplanted by Schalke against Dortmund. And so I think it actually makes sense for, you know, for the audience, the German audience, which is the largest payer of the TV money deals that the DFL gets, to have this match scheduled as the top spiel. And this is why I also picked it as my match of the week. There's a lot of history there. We haven't had this match in the Bundesliga for a while. A lot of people, I guess, anticipated to have it last year, but then of course Bochum got promoted, Schalke got relegated. So they kind of missed each other. And I think this is, you know, for nostalgia's sake, quite a big game. And I'm really actually looking forward to it too. I think there's going to be a fantastic atmosphere at the Veltins Arena. And because this is a derby, this is really worth a game watching. And I have this down as a 2-0 Schalke win.
Yeah, you know, I completely agree. In terms of like fan culture, football culture in German football, this is a huge match.
Yeah.
And I have to give the Bundesliga props for kind of giving it its moment in the sunlight, because they could have easily looked at this match day and said, right, Leipzig versus Dortmund, that's the big game. Although I don't know why they haven't stuck that on Sunday, but I guess that's maybe because there are Champions League games next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great that this game is getting played. It's also going to be a really interesting match. I think obviously Schalke and Bochum are both really struggling at the start of the season. Bochum in particular, I think, look in real trouble. And as much as Schalke have kind of struggled this season already, I think they've kind of shown a little bit more grit so far. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game at all, but I think it should be a really good nervy match. I guess we could call it like a kind of six-pointer if you want.
I was just going to say that.
And I'm going to go for a 1-0 win for Schalke, which they really should be picking up a point here. I think anything but all 3 points, I think would be really concerning for Schalke at this point in the season, because Bochum haven't picked up any points. five defeats from five. They've only scored three. They've conceded 15 in five games. This could not be more of an open goal for Schalke. And you know, I know form goes out the window when it comes to derbies like this, and God knows the players will be just bouncing off the walls with adrenaline going into this match, but Schalke really have to do the business here, I think.
Yeah, agree. Could be a final two for Thomas Reis, head coach, Bochum head coach. So really important match. Up next is Köln against Union Berlin. Both those teams in action in Europe. We complain a lot on this podcast about Bundesliga teams in Europe struggling. Köln fans made themselves a lot of friends in Nice today. This game had to be almost canceled, the Europa League Conference League match against Nice, because of hooligans, lack of better word, causing all sorts of fan trouble there. It's disgusting to see. We don't want to see that at all. And, you know, I get it that Köln are a traditional club with a lot of fans. Has to do better. Terrible representation of the league. It's 1-1 there. Union Berlin lost their match against Union Saint-Gillon from Belgium. Another example of a Bundesliga team not doing getting the job done in Europe. Very unfortunate. But I don't know. With that in mind, I really don't know what to expect from those two teams in the Bundesliga. And this is at home in Köln. Köln get a lot of bounces right now at home. So I went for a 3-1 win for Köln.
Interesting. I kind of feel like I'm kind of looking at this the opposite way around, to be honest with you. I still think, you know, despite that kind of performance in the Europa League, I still think Union Berlin are, you know, they know exactly what they're doing in the Bundesliga. So far, and we've kind of talked, I feel like we kind of drew comparisons to these between these two clubs last week or something, but as good as Cologne have been, I still kind of feel like Union Berlin are still a bit better, which obviously is shown in the league table, but I've just been so impressed with Union. I mean, I know there's the kind of tendency when clubs do pick up a result against Bayern that they do kind of seem to drop off, which has certainly been the case with Gladbach recently, who are doing their best to show me up for giving them some praise on the blog. But yeah, I've gone for a 2-1 win for Union Berlin here. I think it'll be very, very tight.
Going to be an interesting match for sure. Both teams also then in action again next in midweek. You know, schedule is brutal at the moment. Final game, and this seems to be a team, Stefan, that is getting the job done in Europe. As we record, Freiburg are already up 2-0 against Karabach at home. Props on them for actually getting something done. They're facing Gladbach at home again. And I went for a 2-2 draw here.
I can understand that. I found it really hard to kind of pull these teams apart. I'd missed Gladbach's game in the last weekend. Obviously, you know, they're very narrow 1-0 defeat to Mainz. So I really can't comment on how well they performed or didn't.
Bayern hangover.
Well, yeah, possibly. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see how they can kind of bounce back. I think the interesting thing here is that they still managed to keep it to a low scoring result. You know, their defense is still kind of putting in a decent performance, even though they did concede a goal. So I still think this is going to be very tight. If they were playing anyone else, I would probably be putting Gladbach down to kind of bounce back, but Freiburg just look like they're on fire at the minute, top of the table, doing the business in Europe. And Freiburg just have a habit of kind of going on these really incredible runs. And I've gone for a 2-1 win for Freiburg. Maybe that's a bit optimistic. Maybe they will have a kind of hangover from the Europa League, or from European football rather. But I've kind of got a bit of confidence in them. So I'm going for a very narrow 2-1 win for Freiburg.
It's a really good match to finish off the match day.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I know we kind of say this every week because we follow the league, but there's some really, really good fixtures this weekend.
Yeah, really is. And then, see where things stand. I think I picked up a couple 3-pointers on the last last match day, Stefan. So I'm a little bit.
Oh, I haven't even checked what I'm doing right now. I need to get poor Daniel's going to have to tally up and let me know.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. They put it out, right? And we'll see who's winning the Get German Football News prediction game that we didn't even know we signed up for, but here we are. Yeah, that's it from this week. As always, this show is brought to you by Bet Online, and we'll be back next week with the full program again. Next week is Revier Derby too. Really looking forward to it. I'm going to be at that game, Stefan.
Yeah, I'm very envious. Very envious indeed.
My first one. I've been to the Signal Iduna Westfalen Stadion in Dortmund a few times. My first Revier Derby, so I'm really curious. But yeah, we'll be back next week. Until then, auf Wiedersehen.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.